Hi, I'm Daniel Lucas, and welcome to Science 101. Science 101 is all about science trivia, experimentation, interviews, and a lot more. And today, we're gonna talk about the universe. The universe is all space and time and their contents, including planets, stars, galaxies, and all other forms of matter and energy. The Big Bang Theory is the prevailing cosmological description of the development of the universe. According to the theory, space and time emerged together 13.787 or 0.020 billion years ago. The universe has been expanding ever since the Big Bang. While the spatial size of the entire universe is unknown, it is possible to measure the size of the observable universe, which is approximately 93 billion light years in diameter at the present day. Some of the earliest cosmological models of the universe were developed by the ancient Greek and the Indian philosopher and were geocentric, placing Earth at the center. Over the century, more precise astronomical observation led Nicolaus Copernicus to develop that heliocentric model with the Sun at the center of the solar system. In developing the law of universal gravitation, Isaac Newton built upon Copernicus' work as well as Johannes Kepler's laws of planetary motion and observation by Tycho Brahe. Further observational improvements led to the realization that the Sun is one of the few hundred billion stars in the Milky Way, which is one of the few hundred billion galaxies in the observable universe. Many of the stars in galaxy have planets and larger scale. Galaxies are distributed uniformly and the same in all directions, meaning that the universe has neither or not edge nor a center. Smaller scales, galaxies are distributed in clusters and superclusters, which form immense filaments and voids in space, creating a vast foam-like structure. Discovered in the early 20th century, have suggested that the universe had beginning and that space has been expanding since then and its increasing rate. According to the Big Bang Theory, the energy and the matter initially present have become less dense as the universe expanded. After the initial accelerated expansion called the inflationary epoch at around 10.32 seconds and the separation of the unknown fundamental forces, the universe is gradually cooled and continued to expand, allowing the first subatomic particles and simple atoms to form. Dark matter gradually gathered, forming a foam-like structure of filaments and voids under the influence of gravity. Giant clouds of hydrogen and helium were gradually drawn to the places where dark matter was most dense, forming the first galaxies, stars, and everything else seen today. More to come, people. Thank you for listening, and see you soon.